Moving on to action item number eight, report and possible discussion on Possum Kingdom recreational development, hike and bike trails.
Next slide, Jennifer. This is an overview again, and on this map of where the trail system is located. Phase one in the green that is complete, phase two in the red, and then phase three. Phase four is yet to be designed. A little bit different impact with divestiture, at least certainly from a standpoint of financially, because what we understand from Parks and Wildlife is that if, in fact, we divest of the trails and that would probably be more of a trade back for other like property, that we'd have to give up land for potential development of other trails in the area on that. Next slide, Jennifer. I'd like to review just roughly the history of how we got to where we are. In 04, we proposed the trails to the board and was approved. First phase was completed in 2006, roughly 5 miles. Each section of trail is roughly about 5 miles, so it'd be about 20 total if we did all four phases. Parks and Wildlife reimbursed us for that initial grant. It was $96,000 total, and this one is an 80-20 match, so we were obligated to 20% of that. In January of 07, we were awarded phase two construction to do the next phase, roughly about 6.7 there, about same price, $96,000. As of late May, we've had about $13,000 in charges against the project, and we have construction RFP is closed, bids tabulated, and we're waiting to award a contract under that. Next slide, please. This last month, a grant was awarded for phase three. Again, that's 5 miles with trails, signage, and that system. And a total project cost of this one with some of the other things that we'll be doing with it is about $152,000. Next slide. For implications for divestiture here, just history, Parks and Wildlife with their grant system receives the funding from the Federal Highway Administration and pretty much dictate how they'll use that. Property developed from the trails are required to be retained and used for public rec again for about 20 years. We can't convert them to non-recreational use without Parks and Wildlife approval, nor do I think we probably want to do that as we have them developed. Approval of land use conversion is granted only when the grantee substitutes other property, which I mentioned earlier, at a fair market value if we were to give up on those trails and just give them away in the sale of the property. And the system itself, the trail system, as far as acreage is concerned for Parks and Wildlife when they look at trading off land, is the length and width of the trail. And so in this case, if we did all four phases of that, it's about a little over 12 acres of land, roughly, is what Mike and his folks are estimating anyway for the amount of property that actually sits directly under the trails. Next slide, please.
Question.
Yes, sir.
Parks and Wildlife wants some additional area over for the state park area?
We've talked about that, sir.
Could that be a trade?
We think it may be if okay. If it came to that. Yes, sir. Yep. I'd be presumptuous to say great minds work in the same way, huh? Property management options, as we say it anyway, at least a couple of issues here. If we were to divest of the peninsula property, all of it, with the exclusion of FERC project area and our public use areas, and retain the trail system from the third party via an easement, then that coordination option, we'd have to do it with Parks and Wildlife, but I think they'd be fine with that if we were going to maintain the system and put the cost into it of keeping it updated and that. Roughly, we're spending probably about $2,700 a year for 5 miles of trail right now for maintenance and that on it, but we're able to use our user fee for that purpose. We're not having to use really system rate money to fund that. We're able to do that. So we have the option, I think, could write that in a third-party sale to where we maintain an easement for all of the trail issues. We could divest of the peninsula property, again, with the exclusion of FERC and the public use area, and include the trail system and associated facilities in that sale. But we'd want the third party, we'd have an agreement that they would maintain a trail system and facilities in accordance with a grant agreement, so we wouldn't have to do that trade off of land. Because we do feel like this is a very, very good amenity for the lake and the folks up there and folks coming to the lake to have this trail system. That's why we started to begin with. So as far as we're concerned, we would certainly like to see those remain that way. Again, we'd have to coordinate that with Parks and Wildlife as well. Last slide, I think it's. So that's kind of where we're looking at. Just wanted to bring you updated anyway as we're moving forward in the development of those. There is some monetary impact, certainly what we put into it, but we feel like it's workable and maintaining those if the board so desires to do that.
Any questions for Kent? Kent, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Before we adjourn, I just want to say I hope everybody is enjoying the new laptops. I think the staff has done an outstanding job. I've been just entranced with some of these photos that we've seen here. So thank you to Jennifer, Nancy, and Pat for putting that together for us. It's outstanding. Phil, do you have anything to add? Or with that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Director Ball, seconded by Director Johnson.
All in favor.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you for being here.